This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing an executive order raising tariffs to 50% on goods coming from India because of India's purchase of oil from Russia. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Russia today, meeting with Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, is expected in the Oval Office today as the company commits to investing $100 billion, it says, into U.S. manufacturing. Looks like Americans are still in the mood to buy homes.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says that new applications for home loans rose 3.1% last week, in line with falling interest rates. The average 30-year fixed is at 6.77%, down from 6.83% the previous week. Likewise, the rate of applications to refinance existing home mortgages climbed 5%. From one week to the next.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Texas Democrats still not in Austin and still refusing to return to vote on a rare mid-decade redistricting plan that they say is rigged simply to give Republicans more seats in Congress. This is ABC News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The city's Judiciary and Administration Committee voted to recommend adding drinking fountains around La Crosse at its most recent meeting. The new drinking fountains would be accessible to all, which is the reason why the current green bubblers around the city are turned off. A measure to delay removing the bubblers for historic reasons, which were shut off at the start of the year for not complying with ADA, failed to gain support. The recommendation to add drinking fountains around the city will move on to the full Common Council next week. Gas prices are ticking up in the Midwest, but they could be coming down again soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices are up 4.8 cents compared to last week, landing at an average of $2.92. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and over 56 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average has increased during the past 2 weeks and is up 1.3 cents from last month, standing at $3.11 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say OPEC Plus has fully restored production to 2023 levels. The weak jobs report and renewed tariff threats bring fresh economic concerns, causing oil prices to potentially face headwinds. This could pave the way for a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead.
After holding steady at about $2.92 per gallon for several weeks, La Crosse gas prices briefly jumped above $3 per gallon and are now around $2.96, just above the statewide average. Hot and humid conditions begin to return today. Highs will top out in the mid-80s in western Wisconsin, with dew points climbing into the mid to upper 60s by midnight. Tomorrow, in addition to temps back in the mid-80s, it'll be more humid too, with dew points north of 70 degrees. The spike in air moisture also brings with it a chance of scattered showers. Friday will be hot and sticky, with highs in the 90s and heat index values approaching triple digits. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Quay Walker is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the Packers finally have their middle linebacker, Quay Walker, back in action. The former first-round pick suffered an ankle injury last December against the Seahawks, but didn't have surgery until May.
I thought it was just a high ankle, so I thought it was just something that just was lingering on at the moment. And then I came back for OTAs and tried to do something. I just knew something wasn't feeling right. I didn't want it to, like, just to linger on throughout the season. So I was like, I think the smart idea, probably going to have surgery during OTAs and get it out of the way.
Baseball. The Brewers beat the Braves again, this time 7-2. Nothing special, just walks, stealing bases, RBIs.
We pecked away and got it done, but they left a lot of guys on base. It's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking. Freddie made some big pitches at some big times. You know, he really did. Credit to him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today in Atlanta with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Are you a little frustrated with how voting is going in Wisconsin? Well, tomorrow we'll talk about a possible solution called Fusion Voting. Join us live on location from La Crosse for Leader Ethics of Fusion Voting.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for The Todd Alba Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, just a quick reminder as we start this hour, the tickets to the KPFT, our Houston affiliate, our Houston Pacifica affiliate, the soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and my book signing session, will be at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church, August 9th, Saturday, are available now. And you can see the details on my Facebook page or at kpft.org, I believe. So, a fine time will be had by all this weekend. The art of the cover-up, Trump, Epstein, and the secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter. We're discovering now that the sacred scepter is how Donald Trump refers to his whatever you call that. You know what I'm talking about here. It turns out now that, they're talking about, they've got this tape, apparently video and audio, of Ghislaine Maxwell being interviewed by Todd Blanche for 2 days. And apparently she's saying, no, Donald Trump never had anything to do with young girls. I don't know anything about that. About Bill Clinton, yes, of course. Bill Gates, oh, yeah, the Democrats were all over those little things, those young girls. But, Donald Trump, no, he's a gentleman. He would never, we don't know for sure what the tape says, but what we do know is that Ghislaine has been moved into a minimum security, it's not even a prison. I mean, the fence that surrounds the facility is like the fence on for your backyard. It's just a 5-6 foot high chain link fence. Anybody could jump it if they wanted. Which is kind of the problem, because there might be people who want to, really harm Ghislaine. And another reason why she should probably be at a facility with a little more security. But, this facility, by the way, trains dogs. And they train dogs, like, for police departments and things. And so apparently she's now a puppy trainer. And they have yoga classes for the women who are there every morning. She's taking the yoga class. So all of this suggests that there is, a massive cover-up on its way. I think it's important to remember that, when Nixon wanted to break into the Democratic headquarters in the Watergate Hotel leading up to the election of whatever it was, I don't recall if this was 68 or 72, when Nixon had the Watergate burglars, most of these guys, by the way, veterans of the Bay of Pigs, and also a couple of them involved in the Kennedy assassination. But when Nixon, wanted these guys to break in, apparently because he believed they had something, the Democrats had information about Nixon's sabotaging the Vietnam peace talks in 68. In other words, the treason he had committed. When he authorized that break-in, it wasn't the break-in that took him down. I mean, if he had just said, oh, yeah, you know, I told him to go ahead and break into the DNC, you know, he would have gotten a lot of crap for it. But he probably wouldn't have had to resign. But it was the cover-up that took him down. It was the tapes. It was all the things, you know, that he was saying in secret. It was basically the cover-up. Bill Clinton wasn't impeached because he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky or any of the other women that he was alleged to have had affairs with. He was impeached because he lied under oath. You know, that provoked Ken Starr to produce this 100-plus page report with all this salacious detail in it. By the way, we'll see nothing like that coming out of the out of the Maxwell Epstein thing. Even Ronald Reagan, you know, he escaped the full weight of Iran-Contra by claiming that he didn't know that his campaign had negotiated a deal with the Ayatollahs in Iran to hold the hostages and screw Jimmy Carter. It's always the cover-up. The moment the lie collapses, this whole edifice of power begins to rot from the inside out. And here we are again. You know, Donald Trump is facing a story that he'd rather bury on a golf course like his first wife, Ivana. You know, just out of the way here. The Epstein whole thing is no longer a scandal. It's become an open wound. I mean, there are suicides, there's dead ends, there's sealed documents, there's missing logs. There's apparently terabytes, you know, thousands of gigabytes of video of and audio tapes and documents that were found. I mean, you know, we saw the pictures when they first raided Epstein's Florida house. I believe it was his Florida house. It might have been his New York house, actually, now that I think about it. But in any case, when they raided his house and they discovered this safe and this huge box filled with videotapes and audio tapes and CDs, and I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Where is all that stuff now? And so what's the Trump administration telling us they're going to share with us? Well, apparently they're debating right now whether or not to share or how much to share of Ghislaine's testimony to Todd Blanche. Now, Todd Blanche, of course, was Donald Trump's former criminal defense lawyer, who, by the way, lost his case. But, you know, and they're talking about releasing that. And they're talking about releasing the grand jury transcripts. Well, the grand jury, first of all, you know, they probably won't be able to release them because Ghislaine is appealing her case to the Supreme Court. And those transcripts are part of the record that, you know, if it's released, it's going to interfere with that process. But nonetheless, the grand jury testimony only had two witnesses, two FBI agents who testified, you know, to what they believed was going on. There's not a single bit of victim testimony. There's no, apparently, no testimony specifically about any of the Johns, the guys who, or the people that were being blackmailed. I mean, it's just, it's this very surface thing. And then we get this story from Lev Parnas. You know, Lev, he's got his own Substack newsletter now, and he's popping up on various podcasts and things. So Sean reached out to him last week to come on our program. And this is what he had to say yesterday. He said, I told you it was coming. And here it is. Trump has activated Comer. Now, here he's talking about House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, who has now subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton to talk about Epstein, but hasn't subpoenaed Alex Acosta, you know, the guy who gave Epstein the sweetheart deal. And then Trump apparently paid him off by making him labor secretary. They haven't subpoenaed Melania Trump, who was introduced to Donald, apparently, by Epstein. And according to Epstein, the first time Donald and Melania ever had sex was on the Lolita Express on Epstein's jet. And they're certainly not subpoenaing Donald Trump, but they, you know, they want Bill Clinton. Yeah. So anyhow, back to Lev Parnas said. He said, I told you it was coming, and here it is. Trump has activated Comer. This is coordinated, calculated, the subpoenas, the oversight committee drama. It's all part of the show. And while the press focuses on the chaos, the real operation is happening behind closed doors at J.D. Vance's home. Now, this is the, you know, the new news, apparently, this week, that they're having emergency sessions at J.D. Vance's home. Now, I've been kind of suspicious of J.D., you know? Does he really want Donald to get out of the way so that he can become president? Is he sabotaging this effort, or is he actually leading it? Back to Lev Parnas, quote, they think they can get away with it. They think the circus act Congressman James Comer is rolling out, raving around subpoenas and distractions, is enough to keep the public entertained while they pull off one of the biggest cover-ups in American history, erasing Trump from the Epstein files like he was never there. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. You know, America is talking about Trump and this whole tough guy, populist, champion, innocent victim of witch hunts and all that. That's all kind of collapsing. And the cover-up, I mean, it's happening in broad daylight with Ghislaine Maxwell being moved to the, you know, the Let's Train Puppy Farm. You know, this isn't about sex. This is about power. And this is about what happens when people who are supposed to serve the public start lying. This is how the pattern always cracks, always. The lie gets too big, the system bends just far enough, the cover-up fails. And so we're waiting for a tape, for a transcript, and the predictable outrage that'll come when it's clear that Maxwell is now part of the cover-up, that she's in on the whitewash. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's always the cover-up.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Maura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. The talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490. This is what lacrosse is talking about. This is Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. To become a member, because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Tom to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school.
He came down the escalator, hair like a flame, said he drained the swamp, but it stayed the same. Built a kingdom of gold on a scaffold in lie. Now he's polishing statues while justice walks by. There's a woman in Texas who used to procure. Now she's teaching puppies her conscience obscure. She whispered 2 days to the feds down in Tallahassee. Then got a room with Elizabeth Holmes and a smoothie. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter where the lies get longer and the truth gets deader. No one's clean. Some get clever. It's the art of the cover-up, baby, now more than ever. They say it's not the crime, it's the mop and the spin, the shredded notes, the winks, the grin. Tricky Dick had tapes, Bill had a cigar, Donnie's got a scepter buried not too far. Don't touch it without gloves, the legend goes, a germaphobe's wand with a trail of woes. But you can't bleach truth or redline guilt when a temple.
Yeah, this is I think this has the potential to be a genuine watershed moment for the Trump administration, because they're just playing this all wrong. They're the way that Trump is just doing everything he possibly can to distract us from this worries me. I mean, he just sent two nuclear submarines off the coast of Russia, or at least says he did. And in response to that, Dmitry Medvedev, you know, Russia's kind of more or less number two, comes out and says, we're no longer respecting any previous agreements with regard to the use of nuclear weapons. Everything is on the table. We could use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. We could use tactical nukes against Europe. He went on to say also that if any American or European hardware is used to attack within Russia, they will consider that an attack from a NATO country, and they will attack that NATO country. Presumably, on the assumption that Trump will not participate in a NATO response to Russia, or that NATO will be too afraid of starting World War III to fight back. Meanwhile, this week Poland just adopted a Trumpy president, so they've got a reasonable vice president, but Mr. Tusk, I believe. But now they've got this is the third European country now that's got a Trump-loving president, along with Hungary and Slovakia, it's Slovakia, and. This has the potential to kick off World War III. And if the Chinese think that Trump is sufficiently weakened and that it becomes increasingly apparent that his cover-up efforts aren't working, they could, decide, hey, now's a great time to take Taiwan. Everybody's assuming that they're going to try and take Taiwan in 2027. Based on the way that they're doing their military stuff. And, there's all this talk about it in back channels and whatnot. But, hey, they could speed that up. And that, of course, is still while Trump's in office. I mean, the whole idea is, well, he probably, we'll just cut a deal with him. We'll take Taiwan and we'll continue to let Taiwan sell stuff to the United States. And we'll make a large contribution to Donald Trump's retirement funds or something like that. They'll figure out a way to bribe him. He's open to bribes. I don't think he needs another 747. He already got one as a $400 million bribe. What other bribes could China offer? I mean, last time they gave Ivanka, his daughter, millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars worth of patents. What are they going to do for the Trump family this time around? I mean, the Saudis, they gave Ivanka's husband $2 billion to invest. I mean, it's like, where is this going to go? But my whole point of this is that this cover-up, the old saying, the cover-up is worse than the crime, that this cover-up could have implications that go way beyond Donald Trump, and even way beyond J.D. Vance scheming to get rid of Trump or rubbing his hands with glee or, whatever he's doing. This could lead to world war. This could lead to another Great Depression if Trump thinks that some wild economic thing is going to get, what's he going to do to distract us next when this fails or when the Ghislaine tapes come out and they're obviously a joke?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have some thoughts on oligarchy on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Luann Bird will talk about Congressman Brian Stiles' recent town hall and calling him out for supporting Trump's big cuts to health care.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. With the return of measles to Wisconsin, vaccination rates remain relatively low in the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
While vaccination rates held close to the previous year when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized. Stephanie Schauer, director of Wisconsin Immunization Program, says routine vaccines don't just protect your child, they help keep classrooms and the whole community safe.
Wisconsin has the second lowest rate of childhood vaccinations against measles, trailing only Alaska. School is starting across Wisconsin, and the state DOT says to be on the lookout for school buses. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
We're getting closer to the start of the school year, and that means more kids walking or biking early in the morning and in the early afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds drivers the August law of the month is school bus safety. They say traffic patterns change when school is in session. You'll see more school buses on the road, and you'll need to be mindful of your surroundings to help keep kids safe. Each year, more than 600 crashes happen in Wisconsin involving school buses. The Wisconsin DOT says these crashes are preventable. Remember the rules. When you see flashing red lights, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. Flashing amber or yellow lights mean the bus is approaching a pickup point and you should slow down and be ready to stop.
While most schools don't start until after Labor Day, some have already begun classes this month. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump claims it is common practice to move a convicted sex offender to Club Fed. Is that accurate? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
So much for all of your support.
Did
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He stood in a mill with his red tie tied, told the boys in hard hats I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam. A fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb. And the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American tariff scam.
Welcome back. So there's a kind of viral video going around of George Monbiot, who's a regular writer for The Guardian, and a brilliant guy. I've corresponded with him before, and in fact, he's been on this program before. And he was referencing a book by Walter Scheidel, and it's called The Great Leveler. And this book is really a remarkable analysis of oligarchy and its impact on societies, not just small d democratic societies. And one of the things that Scheidel points out is that oligarchy is the default mode for organized societies throughout history. There, you know, whether it's the Mayans or the Incans or the second century Corinthians or the ancient Greeks or the Romans, the modern era. I mean, you name it. Eventually, as society, ancient Rome, as societies, complex societies become organized, wealthy people float to the top, basically, in terms of not just wealth, but they convert their wealth into political power, and they end up basically running things to the benefit of themselves and often to the detriment of everybody else. And this is called oligarchy, where you have a nation that is run of, by, and for rich people, which is where we're at right now. We haven't seen any, I would argue that there was some legislation that Joe Biden passed and the Democrats passed during the Biden presidency that benefited average people. In fact, there was some good legislation that did. But the vast majority of legislation that's been passed in the last 44 years since the Reagan Revolution has been exclusively to the benefit of the oligarchs, of the oligarchic class. And what Scheidel points out is that there's only four ways in history that oligarchy has been broken. And every single one of those ways, or several of those ways, by the way, we've seen in American history. There was the four ways are number one, plague, and of course the COVID pandemic, which was arguably a plague, not only did not break oligarchy in the United States, the American oligarchs became just about twice as rich within 3 or 4 years of 2020 as a result of the COVID virus. And the shutdowns and the stock market crash and the buying opportunities and everything else, they became just about twice as rich as they were before. So it actually increased oligarchy in the United States. But anyhow, plague has historically broken oligarchy. It certainly did in the 13th century in Europe. All-out war can break oligarchy because it just destroys so much of a nation's infrastructure, consumes so much of a country's resources. The oligarchy in the United States that had formed during the Gilded Age was broken by World War II, because FDR put a 91% income tax on people, and it was a 98% income tax in the UK. It broke oligarchy in the UK as well. And that's why we had a middle class leading up until the 80s.
was that, you know, that the war had broken oligarchy. The third way is revolution. This is what we did in 1776. We were ruled by an oligarchy based out of England. The wealthy, you know, squires, the wealthy, the factotums, those who served the king, the wealthy people who served the king, also basically ran America. And we rose up against that oligarchy and broke it. So that's revolution is the third way. And the fourth way is the collapse of the state itself. And you saw this, for example, in Zimbabwe or in Uganda. When I was in Uganda, you know, even the rich people were wiped out when Idi Amin fled and the Ugandan state collapsed. So the question is, what's going to break oligarchy in the United States this time? If Scheidel is right, it has to be one of these four things. And we tried plague in 2020. That didn't work. We're not going to have a revolution. We did that in the 1770s, but there's really nobody to revolt against right now. The collapse of the state is pretty unlikely, which pretty much leads war. And, you know, I think it's entirely possible that Donald Trump is going to give us what we had in the 20s and 30s and 40s, which is, you know, an economic collapse followed by a world war. I would add, you know, economic collapse, and perhaps that's what he means by collapse of the state, that economic collapse could be a big thing to break oligarchy as well. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I would like to suggest that there might be a fifth way to break oligarchy that hasn't, you know, been heralded and might have happened in other countries in the past. And that is what we almost did with the We the People Act, you know, Senate Bill, House Bill 1, H.R., House Resolution 1, back in 2022, when Joe Biden was president, and we almost passed legislation reversing Citizens United. Citizens United being the, you know, one of the major drivers and sustainers, protectors of oligarchy in the United States. And we almost broke that, except that the oligarchs reached out to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and said, you know, if you'll vote with the Republicans on this, and of course they owned all the Republicans already, the Republicans are the party of oligarchy, if you'll do this, we'll, you know, make sure that you're well rewarded, and I'm sure that they were, and they stabbed us all in the back. So, you know, the oligarchy actually became stronger as a result of that. Now you've got an oligarch as president. You've got 13 oligarchs in his cabinet, billionaire oligarchs in his cabinet. You've got oligarchs in Congress, people like Rick Scott worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So the question is, can we break oligarchy without a war, without a depression? And, you know, Scheidel would be very, if his book is any indication, would be very skeptical of that claim or of that possibility. But I'm hopeful. I think it's possible. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Don in Los Angeles. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I agree with you what you're saying about Trump and economic collapse and war perhaps as a way out. I don't think it's going to happen for about a year and a half, though. And you had mentioned him sending nuclear submarines to the coast of Russia. And I don't think that's really going to materialize in a war right now. And the reason is I've been doing a deep dive into the Russia-Ukraine war lately to find out what's going on there. And ever since Trump and Vance and all them dressed down Zelensky at the White House, was it back in February or March, there's been a huge turnaround in the momentum of this war. And right now, Ukraine is on the verge of winning it outright because they've got the state of the nation of Russia practically paralyzed. They've almost destroyed all their nuclear bomber fleet.
Well, no, they didn't destroy almost all of them. They destroyed less than 10% of them. They destroyed a handful of them.
Well, it shook the nation a lot.
Yes.
And they're having trouble with ATMs and other kinds of breakdowns. And they're starting to protest and rebel because they've lost a million men. And they had a huge offensive on July the 27th that cost $350 million That was a complete rout. They just fell into a big trap. And so one thing after another has happened.
See, that in my mind, and I largely agree with your analysis, Don, but in my mind, that makes Putin even more dangerous. I mean, you know, these guys, when they're on their back foot, that's when they represent the greatest risk of doing something irrational.
Yeah, the elites in Russia are really divided about this now, and he's in danger of his own life, and it is very volatile. But the thing is that from Trump's angle, he's very embarrassed by all this because he's always been an attack for Putin ever since this war started. He mm-hmm. said so outright, and he gave him 50 days to kind of finish the job, just like Netanyahu with Gaza, you know. But he hasn't been able to make any gains, and so he realizes that Zelensky is about ready to win this, and he has to do something to intervene to get a peace deal that will salvage some leverage over Ukraine, because Ukraine will get all their territory back. He won't get a thing, won't get his peace prize, and Putin will still be in the mix if he can do this, because he'll just tell the world that you've got to have a peace deal when they're on the verge of actually winning.
Yeah, the problem is he doesn't know how to do this. And he's got Steve Witkoff, who's a real estate billionaire, not a professional statesman. You know, the guy has no experience whatsoever negotiating with Vladimir Putin, who is, you know, a lifelong KGB agent, a master negotiator, a master manipulator. Witkoff is like, it's like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of.
I'm not real optimistic here, Don.
His approach is no, I'm not either.
I don't think it's
a threat right now, but it will be eventually, I think. But yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah. My concern. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at the possibility of a country's leader doing irrational things because they've been backed into a corner, that could be Trump with regard to the Maxwell and Epstein possible revelations, particularly if they release some of the tapes of Maxwell saying, oh, no, Donald Trump never did anything. He was wonderful. That Bill Clinton, though, he was a dog, even Trump's followers are going to know that that's BS. Although maybe it'll work. I don't know. Fox News hasn't mentioned Epstein basically at all in about a week, maybe a week and a half, ever since Trump, asked them not to. And
not surprising.
Yeah, and so for an awful lot of Trump's followers, the whole Epstein thing has now just kind of faded into the background.
That was their strategy,
That absolutely
was their strategy. On Christian talk radio here, they're just ignoring the issue. They're not even talking about it.
Which is exactly what Fox is doing, and I think that you're going to see that right across the spectrum. So, that takes some pressure off Trump, I suppose, but the mainstream media is not letting go of it. So we'll see how it plays out. Don, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Our number 202-808-9925. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. We've been explaining the basics of fair redistricting and unfair gerrymandering this week. Who does the redistricting, and how can that encourage fair maps and curb partisan and racial gerrymandering? In the majority of states, partisan legislative subcommittees draw redistricting maps. Because redistricting is so sophisticated and data-intensive, legislators often hire outside contractors and, all too often, data specialists from the majority party's national headquarters. In some states, advisory commissions are appointed by the governor and leaders of both parties. Sometimes it's all politicians, or in the case of Virginia and New York, a mix of political appointees and citizens. Such commissions can make map recommendations, but those recommendations are subject to change and often ignored by the legislature. For fair and competitive maps, constitutionally mandated independent citizen redistricting commissions in Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Michigan, and Montana have had the most success. Citizens registered as Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters are usually appointed in equal numbers and are required to follow redistricting best practices, including public input. In some cases, such commissions have unwound decades of rigged maps, which is why anti-voter politicians work so hard to stop them. We have details on all these redistricting models at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Prize Peace Prize winner, the former president of Poland, one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. You can register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead, and democracy is being tested, freedoms are under pressure, and the world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now to hear Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and former president of Poland. historyexplorer.com. In the run.
Trump University burned out, foundation beaten and undone. Mob money in the tower. Bezos whispers with Cohn. Casino's secrets, Trump and Epstein. Shadows where the darkness shone. From hush money storm to a coup attempt, he weaponized the courts and democracy was bent.
Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? He tore our justice down, made law the loaded gun. With every tweet and pardon, the rule of law undone. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy?
Tariff passed. Yeah, well, he certainly has broken enough laws. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well. I'll give you, you mentioned the billion-dollar boondoggle of an Air Force One that we received earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, I read a piece in the New York Times that Trump diverted $950 million from the nuclear, from the military. I forget the budget. Yeah, I know it's the Pentagon budget.
It's the program to maintain a nuclear weapon stockpile.
Yeah, to clean them up, though. This was exactly to clean up the, to clean it up.
Yeah.
So so he diverted it. So then last week I saw now in South Carolina, officials found a radioactive wasp nest at a facility that was formerly a nuclear dump. So,
well, that was a nuclear power plant, wasn't it?
I think it was, it's an old in South Carolina, but it's just the ironic thing about it. You know, this money was supposed to go to clean things up, and he's just going into this, supposed to go into his presidential library. We talked about it before. I think he's just jealous of Reagan. That's why he wants this plane. But it's not $1 billion for what? I mean, it's just our money.
No, he wants the plane because it's a flying palace, and he wants to, have something that's cooler than Epstein's plane. Epstein had a 727, which is a pretty big plane. And and Trump only has a 757 right now, which is smaller, I believe. And he just wants this thing after he leaves the White House, in 3.5 years to be his very own flying palace. I mean, the horror of it is really that it's a bribe. That we had serious policy differences with Qatar. I put at the top of that list that they have been, one of the principal supporters of Hamas for years and years. But suddenly, if you support Hamas on the Columbia University campus, you get thrown into an ICE detention center. But if you support Hamas in Qatar and you give the president a $400 million airplane as a bribe, then suddenly you're just our best friend. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild.
Incredible. Just how many people, how many, let's say the bee population, we need bees just to keep it on radioactive quick. Just think about the bee population.
Well,
we
what
need
happens
the
when the 50-foot wasp shows up?
Something like that. Yeah, from the 1950s.
Like
that's it.
Exactly. Spider-Man when he was bit by the radioactive spider. Remember that was the whole thing. There you go. Bill, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. Don't get stung by a radioactive wasp. You might turn into Wasp Man. I mean,
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
Their marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. A lockdown in place as an active shooter incident played out today at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The Army says now one person is in custody and multiple people are wounded, though at this time we don't know how many. ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon says Fort Stewart is the largest Army post east of the Mississippi River.
I should point out that Fort Stewart is a very large base. It's a very important base for the Army. It's home to the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, which is one of its larger armored units. So there's a lot of training that goes on there as well. There's also some attached airfields where some training goes on, and it's close to Savannah, Georgia.
Governor Brian Kemp, in a post on social media, says he's in close contact with law enforcement on the ground and that he's keeping the victims in our hearts and prayers. Authorities say 3 local schools have also been placed on a soft lockdown out of an abundance of caution. This is ABC News.